Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing a podcast here in beautiful Salt Lake City, and the Visitors Bureau has sent me to many fine dining establishments in Salt Lake and made some tremendous recommendations, but I think I can safely say that HSL in Salt Lake City is my favorite. So don't tell the others that, but I have the chef de cuisine here with me. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Craig. I'm the chef de cuisine here at HSL, and thank you very much for the kind words.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful setting that you have here. So describe to the listeners out there this the space that you have and what's made it really unique, and how's the community embraced it?
Well, we tried to make it look like, from my standpoint, the bottom of the rainforest. Very green, lots of natural greens, natural browns, and even the stemware for glass and waters of glass is green. We started there, and then we wanted to build from that natural habitat to make people feel comfortable and almost like they're in their own little greenhouse themselves.
And it's very comfortable here. Really beautiful lighting too, natural lighting as well. So which design teams did you folks employ to set the stage for a beautiful dining experience for guests?
Well, Melissa Gray, one of the our owners, was heavily in charge of this, and she worked with City Home Collective. I know they did a collaboration, but it was mostly her input about how this place needs to feel when everybody's in here, and how natural everything needs to be. And like you said, the natural lighting, when the sun goes down, the lights go down, and it just feels dark when it should be, and it's light when it should be. Yeah,
it's a great, fun energy as well. So how did you all get together? I mean, what was like the connection? I understand that you're from Pennsylvania, and the others are from everywhere else. So can you explain, how you guys all merged and became HSL?
Right, so about 8 to 9 years ago, I worked with Breyer at Spruce in Park City at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And it was a short-lived experience. Because of we went from the summer of 2007 to the summer of 2008, and Breyer and I worked together very closely. Breyer was probably one of the best chefs I've worked with while I was there, along with my sous chefs. We kept in touch the entire time. I ended up moving back to San Francisco, moved back to Pennsylvania, I moved to South Carolina. Breyer ended up staying here and maintaining a name for himself here in Salt Lake. Not just Salt Lake, Park City as well. So, just as friends, we kept in touch, and it just made sense for us to get together. Me being in Salt Lake, him living in Park City, so that's what brought us together.
So tell us a little bit about your food philosophy, and then how you've been able to implement. A lot of restaurants are doing farm to table, but you folks are really sourcing some amazing produce as well as protein from the local purveyors here. So share with the listeners out there your philosophy, and then what's made it so successful so quickly, because you've only been open for a month and a half to raving reviews already. So share with us the secret of your success.
So we pick we like to do a micro seasonal menu, which we mainly every dish that we have on the menu is ever changing, and not necessarily the protein on the dish or the actual dish itself, but little things will change in the menu with the season. And when I say micro seasonal, I mean like weekly we'll go to farmers markets and pick up things like garlic scapes instead of wild leeks, ramps instead of Swiss chard, and those things will always be changing on our menu. And texturally wise, those dishes don't make really too much of a difference, but flavor wise, the season changes very fast. Spring is a very easy time to change these flavors. When summer comes, we'll have those. It's going to be even more robust. So summer and spring right now are the best times.
And it was amazing because, I had a snap pea salad as well. It was like a really just fresh flavors. I'm a big fan of snap peas, but, just the natural sweetness to it, and the way that you treated it with the cauliflower was amazing preparation as well. And I also had the trout here, just really tender and so flavorful, just bursting with so many different textures. And just really freshness I could really taste as well. So is that something that you're really proud of? And How have the customers and the community embraced you folks so far?
So far, the community has been embraced us really well. We started off to a very slow opening, and all of a sudden, we're at, like, you know, doing over capacity on Mondays through Wednesdays, which is great. I think that people are appreciating the fact that we're just taking in great ingredients, making sure that they're clean with proper techniques and prepared with the proper techniques. And I think that's what people appreciate the most, is that the food is pretty much stands for itself, where we're getting it from and who's getting it to us. And we're providing the product with proper technique. I think technique is also a very big key here at HSL.
You know, which is amazing as well. So describe some of the dishes that are your favorites here as well. Because I know that I was a huge fan of the trout, and the pasta was beautiful as well. Just really clean, fresh, succulent flavors. And the mushrooms were amazing as well. So, I mean, I can go on, but so what are some of your personal favorites here? And then what are some of the things to kind of expect in the future, what people should be looking for?
So I think that my three favorite dishes here at HSL are the lavash, the fish dish, which is ever-changing, the Arctic char... I think... Oh, not Arctic char. We had the steelhead trout, which was from Utah. We just basically get local fava beans and English peas, and we shuck them here, and we blanch them in salted water, and we bring them all together in a butter sauce, and we add mushrooms to those. And the sauce that we make is just, it's a basic lemon emulsion. And as long as we're scoring the skin on the fish, you know, everybody can share that. You know, you can't just serve a piece of fish and not score the fish. We score our skin so people can share. The lavash is cooked in the hearth. It's a cracker, so it's very tedious, but we can do it because our oven is so large. And the lavash, it just blends well to the raw meat that we get from Diamond Ranch, which is beef. That we mix with a little bit of cornerstone capers and mustard. I think a lot of the dishes are my... I mean, if I didn't have a favorite on here, it wouldn't be on here. So it's hard to tell you, like, which is my favorite. So.
You know, but I really think that the star is the fresh flavors and the ingredients that you have as well. And so tremendous, you know, kudos to you for sourcing and having a relationship with these farmers, right? So can you share with us, you know, that relationship and that process that you folks, really that care and concern that you have to deliver the freshness paired with that technique so that you can satisfy your customers?
Wow. So that's probably one of my biggest, I don't email or text a lot or call people as much as I do if it's my farmers, I text them, email them all the time. And it's, the menu is based on basically, I'm really 4 to 3 days out. Let's take Renui Farms or First Frost Farms in Summit County, Utah. I'll talk to them and ask them what would they have by the weekend, by Thursday, and they'll tell me, they'll just give me a list of what they have, and I'll just, you know, it always changes, ever changing, like arugula to the garlic scapes to mixed greens that they do themselves to, I'm getting chai blossoms like crazy right now. Somebody's growing rhubarb for me, and I just pick them, and I decide the menu at that moment, and I just start ordering. And then once they arrive, the menu might even change at that time. So it's very to the minute.
Yeah. Really, and it seems like really organic as well. So you really work closely with your team to, you know, pair this as well. So, you know, big kudos to you. So how can people find more information about HSL and give us some, information on how people can come here and enjoy the flavors here?
Well, we can do HSL Instagram, or you can do a lot of my Instagram. My personal Instagram as a chef is CG_Rome, Rome. I mean, I do a lot of food photos on that, or we do just Facebook.
All right, well, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your passion. You know, it's obvious that you folks are so committed and delivering so much success in the flavor profile. So thank you so much, Chef.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you.